Motorcycle sales went into a skid a decade ago at the start of the Great Recession. From the peak of more than 1 million bikes sold in 2007, down to 538,000 last year. According to the New York Times, the decline sparked an outreach program called the Ride Initiative, intended to recruit younger drivers at monster truck rallies. The effort joins other longstanding approaches, including Harley-Davidson's 250 riding academies and the American Motorcycle Association's Plus One initiative, encouraging new and younger bikers to pick up the hobby. A recent study found 46% of motorcycle riders are over the age of 50. I'm Ann Cates.
The U.S. Secret Service is distancing itself from President Trump's feud with Harley-Davidson. A federal website this week posted plans by the Secret Service to purchase new Harleys with a sidecar. It said its mechanics are already familiar with Harley-Davidsons. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-957-7062. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-957-7062. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-957-7062. That's 800-957-7062.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And for Monday, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Randy is in Mobile, Alabama.
I just want to let David know that we are the best. That they need to have one game with Auburn and Alabama. And whoever wins plays in Alabama, and whoever loses don't ever play no more. Or they can go back to Georgia.
Randy, you realize that could be your team.
Kind of like the Fremen.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 1065.
End of the conversation.
Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 1065.
Hey, Stu.
Hey, Mike.
I am so excited about today.
Really? What's going on?
Just a number of things, man. We got so much to talk about. We got our interview coming up with special guests and a couple other...
And the sun came up.
Important people.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's going on later today down at the village of the...
The fort.
Whatever
of Colonial Mobile. The name is Fort Condi.
In my opinion, it's Fort Condi, yeah. But, hey.
Ignore those marketing people.
They don't pay me to ask me for my opinion anyway. Yeah. So, anyway.
So they get it for free.
Yeah, you
call that a little lanyap.
Yeah. But, I am excited today. We got a great day. Great day in Mobile. Great show.
Mm-hmm.
And we got an interview with Bo Jackson. Bo knows.
And Chris Sherrill. Yeah, Chris Sherrill will be on at the end of the show, talk about what he's doing here at the Walmarts in Mobile and with World Food Championships. And, you know, today we have a preliminary for the Food Championships, a qualifier.
Mm-hmm.
Person that wins this burger cook-off today, going to the big dance, getting that golden ticket.
And what is that big dance, by the way?
That is the World Food Championship, the largest food sport event on planet Earth. Now, we don't know. It may be the largest in the solar system. We're still waiting to hear back from Pluto.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're, you know, planet or small planet or
yeah, Pluto doesn't get full representation.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, it's kind of like Puerto Rico and Guam.
It's all about marketing.
Yeah.
You got to market yourself better. Yeah,
but we know World Food Championship bigger than anything they got going on Venus.
Yeah.
Mercury.
Saturn.
Saturn, yeah. Jupiter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know that they are now thinking that Jupiter was a second star that failed to ignite?
Huh. It is close. That was the premise in the 2010 movie.
Failed to ignite.
Yep.
Well, it's actually got some moon size, you know, some pretty good sized moons orbiting 60 around
60-something of them.
And I heard that it actually reflects back a little more light than it gets.
Yeah, but they're thinking now that's what gas giants are, stars that the nuclear reaction never started.
Wasn't big enough.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Whatever it is, it causes that. Well, there you go, folks. There's a little astrophysics for the morning. That's taking the place of any football talk not Bo Jackson.
We're going to call it science and chew.
So, man, I got to tell you real quick. You know, last Monday, Heather and I are both craving catfish.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a Monday night. So yeah. Rocky Creek over in Loosedale, that's out of the question.
Yeah.
Because they're only Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Must be nice.
So I thought, well, you want to drive to Sarah Lane, go to Catfish Junction. I really don't even want to drive that far.
What I'm saying is just I own a business only open 4 days a week.
Well, when you're in the middle of a pasture,
yeah.
You don't get traffic Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
I guess so.
So Catfish Junction, Sarah Lane, still too far a drive. And then I thought, you know who has great catfish, as good as anybody in the city?
Who?
The Hickory Pit right there in Sarah, right around the corner, half mile from the house.
Hmm.
We went up there, both got the catfish dinner, which was four pieces of filet, two sides, $8.99. We were both stuffed to the gills when we went out. I think both of us left food on the plate.
To the gills. Huh?
To the gills, yeah.
Feel to the gills.
But, that's some fine catfish at Hickory Pit. I just wanted to get that on out there.
What else they have there?
Well, naturally, based on the name, barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah. But burgers, great burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Their menu is immense. It's four pages because they do full breakfast,
now,
too.
I'm gonna be totally honest with you.
Never been there.
Never been there with
That'd be a good name for a restaurant.
Never been there?
Totally honest.
Oh. Just a restaurant that carries everything under the sun and mm-hmm. calls himself a barbecue place.
Usually, it's not a good thing.
But I'm not qualified to say anything because I haven't been there yet.
Right. And that's the thing that is alarming to me is everything on there is consistently good. Usually, like you say, and I will cite one particular chain restaurant, Applebee's. Mm-hmm. Their goal was to have something on the menu for everyone, whatever they like. But they don't have something good on the menu for anyone. Mm-hmm. They just have, it's not garbage.
Do they have smoke coming out of their building?
Hickory Pit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You should drive around the back. Look at that. Yeah.
Good.
They're first and foremost a barbecue place. You could see the giant 6-foot-tall awards in their lobby when you walk in.
Lucy Buffett said something that I go with 100%. You got to have smoke for it to be barbecue.
Well, exactly. And that smell travels for miles and pulls in customers.
If there's no smoke, I'm suspicious.
Dreamland
their barbecue
does that
is
too.
Fine. And their sauce is what they have won their awards on.
I want to go. I want to go there one day.
It really.
I want to go to there.
What they have tried to do, because especially as much as 3 years ago, there was nothing else in Sim. So when people would come in and go, man, I really wish you'd add catfish. After they heard it a while, they added catfish. But honestly, every barbecue place in the South should also sell catfish.
Smoked fish.
Well, just fried catfish. Yeah, there's your alternative for people who don't want to eat barbecue. But honestly, you get down to the brass tacks. A barbecue place should have two items, barbecue and bread. No sides are ever needed at a barbecue place. Yeah. You Yankees came down here and ruined that.
You ruined it.
There should be no sides at a barbecue place. It should be meat and wheat.
Meat and wheat. I think we are about to start our interview with Bo here.
Bo Jackson, the finest athlete to ever play football.
This is a preview of coming attractions.
Okay. This is just a little snippet.
You all know Bo Jackson, he's from Birmingham. Was a blue chip high school star, the best in Alabama. Came to join the dynasty. Much to the surprise of the coaches in red and white that call themselves a tie. Oh, ain't it beautiful to see those speaking down the sideline fast and free. Oh, ain't it beautiful to see those crossing that goal line for another team. Fans go wild at Jordan Harrell Saturdays. Listen to them all scream and yell. He keeps them in a craze. Even though he's a great big star, you know he'll take the time. Shake the hands of all the little kids. Yeah, he's one of a kind. Oh, ain't it beautiful to see. I said my name's Bo Jackson and I run quite well. If you don't believe me, just ask Charlie Pell. Took the ball at the 20-yard line on the right-hand sweep. When I crossed that goal line, I thought I saw Charlie weep. Oh, ain't it beautiful to see. Go crossing that goal line for another team. Hotel room, New Orleans, just played in the Sugar Bowl with those Wolverines, cruising down Bourbon Street, all the work's been done, you can hear those War Eagle fans screaming number one.
This is Ronan McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our DJ on Friday and Saturday nights starting at 10. Try our brilliant Blarney Burger, unforgettable Irish potato salad, homemade bread pudding, or it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. Non-smoking inside, but we have a lovely patio with big screen TVs where you can enjoy all sporting events. Every Sunday at 6 in the evening, we have a traditional Irish music session which attracts musicians from New Orleans to Seaside, Florida. Happy hour is 3 to 6 daily, so be sure to check out our website at www.mcsharries.com for specials. Come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharries Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama. You can't miss us. We're the ones with the big leprechaun over the door. 101 North Bancroft Street on the Eastern Shore. 990-5100. McSharries Irish Pub.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has sought enlightenment, yearned to know if the earth was round, how fire worked, and why apples fell to the ground. The Cave House and Quill Pen are gone, replaced by three-bedroom homes and cell phones. But we're still curious. That's why a great local newspaper is so important. Lagniappe Weekly is the Mobile area's newspaper, with the stories nobody has the guts or knowledge to report. Lagniappe gets to the bottom of things, providing top-notch journalism every great city deserves. No simple one-inch deep stories here. Plus, we're locally owned, too. 30,000 papers, more than 1,200 distribution locations, and an increased circulation this year to reach even more readers in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Lagniappe, the paper that breaks the big stories with tough, thorough reporting, plus the area's best commentary, cuisine, arts, sports, and business coverage. Pick up your copy at grocery stores, businesses, drugstores, in our iconic hideous pink or regal purple boxes. In the mail for just $1 a week and online at lagniappemobile.com. Lagniappe, something extra for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Could you defend yourself, your family, your home against an assailant? How about your constitutional rights? What does the law say? How do you choose the right firearm and ammo? And women, how can you protect yourself? All of this and more is available Tuesday evening at 7 with Armed Alabama, a new interactive show hosted by retired judge and certified NRA instructor Rusty Johnston and NRA law enforcement instructor Adam Strange. News, personal defense, product reviews, and more. Armed Alabama, Tuesday evenings at 7 on FM Talk 106.5. To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Y'all can start whenever you're ready.
Oh, okay, like right now? Mm-hmm. For those of you who didn't recognize that song that we went out on break on, because it number one hit globally, Mr. Bo Jackson by Randy Campbell, who was the starting quarterback at Auburn in 82 and 83. 83 is kind of what started the whole BCS discussion. 1983, Auburn played the toughest schedule, I think, in NCAA history. Had the best record in the country, and the polls only made them third. And the only link they had was they put Miami number one. Miami had lost to Florida by like 28 points that year, and Auburn had taken Florida to the woodshed. So the only common component they had to link there was Miami was 28 points worse than Florida, and Auburn was like 21 points better than Florida that year.
That's been brewing for
a long
time.
But clearly, if you played the toughest schedule in NCAA history and had the best record, you should have been number one.
Yeah.
And Randy Campbell was the quarterback, played with Bo Jackson, wrote that song after he graduated. It's an interesting tune.
It was number one in Opelika.
Oh, I'm sure. In Opelika. And oddly enough, LaGrange, Georgia.
I had a cousin that wrote a song. It was number one in Loosedale.
Was it really?
It was called The Bicycle Bandit.
Yeah.
Don't give anybody ideas.
Yeah. So. We are fixing to start part one of our interview with the great Bo Jackson. And this was a thrill for Mike and I both getting to come in here and sit down when Sean Sullivan was in here recording stuff. And, you know, I can die a happy man now. I've seen a national championship at Auburn, and I got to meet Bo Jackson. So what more could a human being want out of life?
Get to see him today. This will be my first time to meet him today.
Yeah, we get to see just how much bigger than us he is.
It don't matter. He's been well-built. He can and in good shapes. Probably good enough to play again.
Yeah.
He was kind of the Renaissance man of sports.
He really was.
You know, football, baseball.
One of the greatest plays I saw him make was he caught a fly ball in the outfield and threw the guy out at home plate that was on third base.
And it was a strike. It went right through the strike zone.
It did.
Was Bo the guy that came into a Braves game on a helicopter or something and landed out in the outfield?
No, I think that was Deion Sanders, maybe.
That was Deion, okay.
Deion was also a great athlete, but Deion was never an all-star at baseball. He was a good, solid base stealer and a decent outfielder and horrible hitter.
Well, Bo was a
we're going to go.
He did fly in from Japan.
Yeah.
Played the senior bowl.
But,
well, Bo, if you're listening, I'm sorry to make that Deion
comparison. That's horrible.
Watch Deion Sanders' Bo Jackson moment on YouTube.
Yeah.
Where Bo Jackson face planted him on the way to a 70 yard touchdown against Florida State in 85. I was at that game.
All right. Yeah.
So here we go. Mr. Bo Jackson. Finest
how
athlete to ever
about
put on
being
cleats.
In the food industry now, the food business.
Well, I've been in the food business. I was in the food business back once I got out of football back in the late 90s.
Uh-huh.
So I've been in the food business for a while, but I just decided to take a hiatus and part from the old company that I was with and start my own business. And I just had time to do that within the past 3 or 4 years. But I was a foodie way before I became known around the country for my sports prowess. So, really? To be honest with you, I know more about cooking than I do sports.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, I believe your first endeavor, Bo, was a line of pies based on your mother's recipes. Is
that was actually with my old food company, yeah. But the first thing I ever cooked.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that I fell in love with cooking, because my mother had to cook for 9 or 10 kids at any given time. And the first thing I cooked was my sister gave me a whole quarter when I was 5 or 6 years old to cook the cornbread. And I did it in that 12-pound cast iron skillet. I made cornbread just like my mother because I used to have to sit and watch her cook dinner before I was old enough to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And she set me in my little red rocking chair that Santa Claus brought me for Christmas in the middle of the kitchen because if I wasn't in eyesight of her, I would either be doing something like electrocuting myself or burning down the house. So she set me in the middle of the kitchen, and I either had to watch her cook or watch General Hospital when Luke and Laura was teenagers.
I remember the Luke and Laura story. My sisters made me watch
Luke
that.
Luke and Laura.
Yeah.
Yes, Luke and Laura, Dr. Hardy, his assistant Jesse, all those people. That's what I did when I was a kid, and I watched her cook cornbread, and my sister gave me a quarter to cook it, and I cooked it just like my mother made it.
All right, I got to ask you, did you put sugar in it?
Yes.
Just a little for browning, right? All right. Well,
just a tad of sugar.
I'm very excited about the event that you're hosting here in Mobile in a couple of weeks because I'm going to be judging it with you, and I promise I will be there on time for that. I am competing in the World Food Championships in the burger category, so I get to experiment with some of your gourmet burger blend.
You get to experiment with my Bo's burgers.
You get
to experiment with my burgers. And so forth and so on. Actually, in a couple of weeks, just like you said, for the event down at the fort at Colonial Mobile, we're going to have a great time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I'm really looking forward to it.
Now, as a chef who's competing in the burger category, what should I be expecting from your burger? Is it something that I'm really going to be happy to work with, Bo?
Well, what you can expect from my burger, you will receive the burger. It is an IQF product, which means you can take it right out of the freezer, put it on the grill or your flat iron, whatever you decide, and I guarantee you it can compete with any fresh product that you have.
That's fantastic.
And probably taste better. So, yes, and so from that standpoint, I can say this, and not in a bragging way, but I got the opportunity to put my name on a lot of stuff, and I don't.
Right.
Because a lot of stuff out there just isn't for me, and I don't need the money that bad, which I am broke because I got a 28-year-old daughter. So I am financially scrapped, but I don't need the money that bad. So I don't put my name on everything that's thrown my way, and it has to be a quality product.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a reasonable product as far as pricing, and it has to be something that the end user is going to continue to come by and purchase. So that's the thing with me. It has to have quality, and it has to appeal to the end user to keep them coming back.
Yeah.
And that's what not only with my burgers, but that's with my steak line, that's with my seafood line, and so forth and so on. So I'm really looking forward to having the chefs and the local cooks, because these aren't just professional chefs.
Right.
These are weekend warrior chefs that's going to come in and compete with the professional chefs, but to do the things that they need to do to compete, to see what everybody else is doing. But the thing that I get to do is that I get to walk around and look at what everybody's doing so I can steal some of their techniques to take home and cook. So it's really a fun time.
Well, let me ask you this, because I'm the wine guy. I'm the guy, you know, I'm sure your product goes great with wine, or we're going to make sure it does. But look, I used to do a product for Ken Stabler, and we would go around the country, and they loved hearing his stories. You know, they loved to hear all his stories. But just because he's Kenny Stabler doesn't mean they're necessarily going to be putting his product in. What have you found with dealing with buyers for corporations? Or has the door been open, or is there any hesitation?
And would you rather deal with a sports agent or a buyer from a retailer?
No. I would rather deal with a buyer any day.
Good.
Well, Bo, you mentioned your daughter, and most people, especially here in Alabama, that have followed you for years, know you're first and foremost a family man. But other than your family, what would you say is the accomplishment you're most proud of in your life?
To be honest with you, I'd have to say that's it. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. Coming from where I come from, growing up in the environment that I grew up in and having the opportunities to leave that environment to better myself from an educational standpoint, a maturity standpoint, from a business person standpoint, it can't get any better than that. Sports was just something that I did to occupy my time to actually stay out of trouble.
It was something you did between hunting season and fishing season?
Back then, I didn't hunt and fish. I couldn't do that until I was financially capable. Financially capable. So when I was a kid, but my cousin and I, Jason, we used to make the homemade slingshots and bows, mm-hmm. and we call ourselves go hunting, and we go hunt our uncle's chickens, and we would get a butt whipping for it.
That's hilarious.
Hey, when you're hunting chicken, isn't it called grouse? So there you go.
No, these were chickens. They were in the pen. So they couldn't get away from us.
They weren't free range.
They weren't free range chickens.
Instead of shooting fish in a barrel, you were shooting chickens in a pen.
I'm shooting chickens in a coop.
I got an image of that right now.
Oh, yes.
That's hilarious.
That was my childhood.
Yeah, that's the first part of the interview, folks. We're going to play this beautiful composition here. When we come back, we'll hear the rest of the interview.
I've got touchdowns on a Saturday. And when there's nowhere to run, we score anyway.
I'm looking so pretty. I got that hair going for me. And that fella's supposed to beat me on that Heisman Trophy. He ain't gonna get it, cause he's too ugly. I got all my teepers. I got that short hair going for me, cause I'm Bo Jessa. And that's so bad. I just so pretty. I can't get over myself. I'm Bo Jessa. Look at me, everybody. Take my picture. Bo Jessa.
This information update brought to you by Truett Insurance and Bonding in Daphne. When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Call 625-2600 or visit our website, truettinsurance.com. Do it with Truett.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And for Monday, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Has your phone and internet service provider lost that love and feeling? Are they not living up to all the promises they made in the past? Are they quoting days to fix instead of hours and minutes? Have they sold out only to move their operations out of state to save costs, leaving you high and dry for that personal loving feeling they promised? Hi, I'm Chuck Nylander, General Manager of Harbor Communications, one of the last local facility-based phone and internet companies in the Mobile, Baldwin County area. At Harbor, you call us, you get us. Fast, friendly locals that know your business with quick service response times. From our management to our technicians to our customer service representatives, we are local, available, and approachable. We live among you, we patronize your business, and we care about your success. Call now and ask about our new satisfaction guarantee agreement where we deliver what we promise. Call us to learn more or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
They're two old Marines with just a little bit to say.
The question is, have the VSOs become part of the system? Have they forgotten they're supposed to advocate for the veterans and not abdicate that responsibility?
The First Amendment right to say it.
I mean, come on.
And the fighting spirit to keep it.
They're a tool of the war machine.
Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Scuttlebutt Network Radio. Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5. To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, Mike, you want to hear more of that Bo Jackson interview?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we're going to pick up where we left off on the interview with Mr. Bo Jackson. With Bo's Signature Foods, do you have like a phase two in mind with like meal kits or sauces that instantly transform a dish, those kind of things?
We are in phase two of our product line right now. So, yes, we have phases going up to probably phase five. And what we do, but we plan from anywhere from 6 to 18 months out. So we are in the planning stages right now for stuff next year. But you just have to be that way. But and you asked me a question earlier about celebrities and brand names and so forth and so on being in the food business. As you know, the majority of celebrity-endorsed products fail drastically in the food world. And one thing that I do with my company is what everybody else forget to do or fail to do, which is pay attention to my product line, pay attention to everything that has to do with my product getting on your table as an end user. For example, I just don't have my brokers to go out to put products in stores and leave it. The thing that I do, whatever store my products go in, I make it a point to call that meat manager. I make it a point to call that store manager to ask about how that product is doing. What can I do to help you clear that product off the shelf? Be it create sales promos, to do in-store, to actually do in-store sampling, to whatever it takes. Because that's my name and my face on that product. And in this world, coming from where I come from, the only thing you got is your name and your reputation.
That's right.
And if that's ruined one time in the food industry, it spreads like the plague.
Yeah.
And I can't afford that to happen. Granted, there are some things that we cannot avoid in the food business, but I'm trying to do everything to steer clear of those speed bumps, as you would call it.
Now, have you ever called one of these?
I am out there. But I am at all of the meetings.
Cool.
Or all of the meetings that I can take. Yeah. I'm on the plane. I'm going to the opco houses. I'm meeting with the brokers. I'm on the phone. I am up the brokers. But I'm riding them like a jockey riding a horse in the Kentucky Derby. Because that's my product out there.
Absolutely.
That's my product.
Absolutely.
So I got to make sure, along with that store owner or that general manager of that store, I got to make sure that we're on the same page as far as the only thing that matters is clearing the shelves.
Yeah. Have you ever had one of those meat market managers you called just believe it wasn't you calling?
Tons. I have had a lot of people to hang up on me and thinking that it's one of their buddies BSing with them on the phone, and I have to call back and convince them that it's me.
Yeah.
Well, and so forth and so on. So I actually make those calls.
Now
I go on store visits.
Cool. That's great to know. You know, I was just, when we talked about this, setting up this interview, on our show comes on Sunday morning, and so when I left here, I went to one of my favorite retail stores here in Mobile, and all I saw was Bubba Burgers, and
which is not the same.
No, I know, and I'm looking. Where's Bo's Burgers? I want to try Bo's Burgers.
Where can we find your product?
Justin, with this being a new product, we are in the AWG warehouses. We're in the pigs. We are actually in the pigs, so we're throughout the Southeast. But in the thing that I decided that I wanted to do first with my food line is that I would like to introduce my product regionally, not nationally. We have a lot of folks.
Right.
We can go nationwide with this product. No, not with my product. I want to introduce my product regionally, because if something goes wrong, instead of dealing with a giant issue nationwide, I'd rather deal with it on a smaller level. So when we do go nationwide, we have everything taken care of. And it's all about taking small steps instead of large steps, jumping out of the box. Yeah, going nationwide, that sounds good, because the only thing that you're thinking about is, wow, this is going to be a successful business because I'm going nationwide. What happens if something goes wrong?
Yeah,
in that product. Now you got a nationwide problem instead of a regional problem.
And you find people are more forgiving in a regional setting than national.
And not only that, one day I will be nationwide, but right now I'm targeting the regions where I play in my sports career. The southeastern part of the United States is where I introduce my products first.
Right. That's good.
The southeastern part of the
state. Good plan.
Where everybody knows me and so forth and so on, and get their opinion. We did a tailgating event about 3 years ago at the Iron Bowl in Auburn, where we set up directly across the street from the football stadium, roped off area to where we had over 5,000 people to come through our area to try my products. Had a 50-foot trailer there. We had the burgers there. We had wings. We had everything that you could think of in my line to let people come through and sample products. And some of those people were independent grocery store owners and so forth and so on. So we wanted to see what the public thought of the products before we introduced it. if you know what I mean.
Absolutely, so, I do. Yeah.
I'm trying to cover all my bases. I don't want to just get up and just look at four pitches and take a walk. I want to go out there and work. I want to hack at that ball to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to.
Right.
So we are trying to cover all of the bases before we go nationwide.
Right.
And to come home to do the things that we've done and so forth and so on. So right now, yes, my products are in the areas down there in the Piggly Wiggly stores. They are, wow.
That's your reminder?
Just put it, yes. I am all over the place, but and yes, okay. That was because I'm sitting in the parking lot right now because I got a photo shoot in a little while. But I made it to my location.
I know what you mean.
So I'm not late.
I know what you mean about getting your product out there and getting people to try it. You know, there most people that are going to make that initial purchase, what you want them to do is come back and buy it again.
Right.
And continue to buy it again.
I want them to be repeat. But
absolutely.
I say this. I put my name and my face on that bag to get attention. And then usually what you do when you see a new product is, well, I know him. Well, I'm going to get a bag just to see what it's like. And I want the quality of that product to bring them back to buy it again next week.
Bo, I have to say, 30 years that I've spent in the kitchen, the mindset that I'm hearing from you is exactly the mindset that a chef has at a restaurant. Every meal that goes out of that kitchen is my reputation on the line. And I love to see
my reputation on the line.
And as a
and
chef,
that's how it is.
Yeah, I appreciate a food producer like yourself who has the same mindset that I do when I'm in the kitchen. So
I have a lot of respect for that. Yeah. I really do, Bo. I really have a lot of respect for that and people and yourself.
You have to have that.
Yeah.
You have to have that because in the food world, celebrities tank and fail. But and I'm talking about the biggest names in the food business have failed at putting product out there just on the shelf simply because they put their name on it and expect it to sell.
Yeah, exactly.
And they don't know the quality of that product. They don't know what's in it. They don't know this. But and not saying that from a bad or a negative standpoint, but I'm in the office every day. I go to the meetings. I go to the plants. I see how my product is made. I sample the products. When my kids were younger, back in the 90s, they would hate to see me come home with cooler bags because they know that they were going to be the guinea pigs of whatever I had in that bag.
How's that so bad? What's bad about that?
Because they didn't know what I had.
Yeah.
And then kids have no filters.
Yeah.
And they say, Dad, that's awful. Dad, that doesn't taste good. Dad, that tastes like crap. And so if my kids didn't like it, then, hey, back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
We got to do something different. Those were my expert tasters.
I like that.
Those are my expert tasters. And I still have buddies to come by or I tell, hey, take this home, cook it up, and tell me what you think. Give me your honest opinion tomorrow. And they'll come back and say, well, that didn't taste well. I go back to the drawing board. I can't use that. That's not good.
Yeah.
That's not a good enough quality product for me to put my name and face on. So we have to go back to the drawing board. And the thing with the companies that I'm paired with, my burgers are being manufactured out of San Diego by Jensen Meats. My steaks are being manufactured by Grand Western out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. My seafood is manufactured by a company called Bonamar out of Miami, Fort Lauderdale area, and so forth and so on. But and the thing that I like about those companies is that I've gone to their plants. I've walked through their plants. I met the people that's creating my product and help packaging my product. I know what it is. I've gone to their plants, and I've cooked that product at their plants with them before it even thought about putting my name or my face on a packet. So having companies like that, big companies that can keep up with the supply and demand that I'm trying to get to the companies that I'm trying to sell that product to, is a no-brainer. Because the first thing that they say to small businesses is that, can you keep up with the supply and demand? And my answer to them is 100%, because I have the manufacturers line up to where whatever type of order you want, whatever you are looking for, I got the capabilities to create that product for you. So to have the ideation team sitting there waiting, because the thing that I'm going to go out and ask that end user or that supermarket guy or that restaurant guy is, what is it that you are looking for? I just don't want to sell you another hamburger. I don't want to sell you just another steak. What is it that you're looking for that you want to put on your menu? And they tell me, and I go back and talk to my people, hey, can we create this? Can we create that? And that's the part of the business that I like.
Problem solving.
Absolutely. Giving the end user what they want.
Wow.
Period.
I like you. I like your commitment, Bo. I really do.
Yeah.
Really do.
So if you could tell, yes, I am a little passionate to what I do. But like I said, I've been in the food business way before I got into the sports world.
Wow. That's awesome. Great.
Well, Bo, we don't want to take up any more of your time. I know you got the photo shoot coming up, but really want to thank you. I look forward to hanging out with you at the fort and tasting some of your burgers, man. I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, I tell you what, yes, I will actually be there. I will actually get in town there with a buddy the evening of the 15th, or we may just be coming in the morning of the 16th and coming out there. So I am looking forward to enjoying the evening, hanging out with a bunch of hometown folks and having a good time, trying out some good burgers, some good recipes, and meeting people that enjoy using my product to create new and innovative dishes. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Bo, we sure appreciate it, and we appreciate your time hanging out with Mike and I here on Sip and Chew.
With Mike and Stu, that's the name of our show.
Yeah.
Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
All right. But appreciate your time, sir. And again, we look forward to seeing you in a couple of days.
All right. We'll see you in a week and a half.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for giving us your time.
Y'all be good. And hey.
Yeah.
Hey, but can you all do something and get that bad weather the hell out of there before
it's working on it.
I get down there, please.
Well, I see right. There's a couple of more lined up out in Atlantic. So, all right,
there you go.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Jackson, and he'd run for you in football shoes. And April through October, he would play left field in royal blues. He runs up walls, he runs up walls, so he can lightly touch down. He knew it all from a cricket ball to a racing bike, but not guitar. They spent some time fighting crime with Wayne and Mike. They were all pro stars. The points he stole in Tecmo Bowl on his 12th touchdown. Mr. Bo Jackson, Mr. Bo Jackson, Mr. Bo Jackson knows.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
That was our interview with the great Bo Jackson.
Yes, yes.
And we're going to move on to one of Eufaula's greatest linebackers in history. One of the best linebackers that the Eufaula area has ever produced. My buddy, fellow food champ, fellow World Food Championship veteran, Chris Sherrill. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys. Y'all are giving me too much credit. And I play defensive end, and there were a lot better guys than me. But I tell you what, I'm grateful I never had to wrap up old Bo Jackson.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I played against Keith McCants when he was at Murphy, and that wasn't fun.
Right?
Yeah, so I can imagine what Bo would have been like.
Mm. I know.
What are you up to this morning?
Another good friend of mine is Wallace Gilberry.
Yeah.
He and I are doing some projects together, and I stand next to him, and I'm like, man, I wouldn't have even made it. Like, But anyway, that was a good interview, man. Bo is passionate about some food.
Yes, he is that. Yes, he is.
Yeah. So, Chris, you're doing something today that's related to World Food Championships. What's going on?
I am. I'm actually headed to Schillinger Road as we speak to do my Walmart demos that Walmart and World Food Championship have partnered up, and we've got Food Champ Recipe Club, and we go into these Walmarts all over the country, and we put out chef-style demos with great value products from Walmart, and it's absolutely incredibly fun.
Yeah, I've seen some of Brittany's that she has done. You know, we met her up in Tennessee, and she's done really well. Anthony Serrano is actually coming to my Walmart in Sims in a couple of weeks. And I was a little disappointed it wasn't you, but I'm going to go catch you at one of the other ones you're doing. You're doing South Schillinger's today, but next week, where are you going to be?
I'll be in Kenner, Louisiana.
Wow.
And then Destin, Florida. And then I think I come back to Mobile on the 65 service road.
Okay.
But I am in Saraland in November.
Excellent.
Cool.
Go ahead. Sorry.
You've done one or two of these already, correct?
I have.
Yeah.
And it's so satisfying, for lack of better words. The people really engage. They really want to know about the recipes. They immediately go to the shelf and pull off the product. It's awesome.
Right. And I know you. You're a good talker like I am. Are you enjoying being able to interact with the people for the entire demo?
Oh, absolutely. These people are shopping. I mean, they've got their agendas, but for them to stop and spend the time with you and be like, wow, I love this recipe. What could I do different? And then you can go into your chef's spiel and say, hey, look, we made Asian-inspired pork fried rice today, but why don't we add some shrimp to it and point to where the shrimp are. Do you know that Walmart now carries Gulf shrimp?
Yeah, I have seen it recently. They have really stepped their game up in the marketplace. You and I were talking about, you did the demo of the Angus steak that you got from Walmart, and they also do lamb and grass-fed beef now.
That's right.
And they're doing their own wine thing now. They're buying their own wineries and got their own winemakers, and of course, that impresses me.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, they are. They
stepping it up a lot.
They recognize what the industry needs, what people are wanting, and really doing some cool things. Probably, I went to Bentonville, Arkansas a few weeks ago, and of all the things I took away, and everybody makes fun of me for this, they had black truffle butter in a little 3-ounce package to finish steaks and things with, and I put it on in my backpack, in my carry-on, and brought it home with me.
Well, you know, they already got the low end business, okay?
Yeah.
But they would be fools not to recognize what Whole Foods, World Market, Fresh Publix, Market are doing.
Yeah. Everyone else.
Everyone else is doing, particularly Rouse's in our area and what Publix does in the region here. I mean, they would be fools not to step up to the plate.
Sure. And I think they are.
And, you know, that's one of the things that differentiates between, and a classic example is the newspaper industry that did not see where the client wanted to go and just kept doing what they were doing. And now newspapers are dinosaurs, and the only thing you get them for is to wrap lamps in so they don't break. But
make.
Walmart is recognizing, hey, not everyone just wants the lowest price stuff. Some people want some good quality stuff,
some quality
and they
stuff.
Are rolling with the flow, and that's how you industries last. Mm-hmm. When you go, people go, oh, I hate to see that company went out of business. Well, that's that company's fault for not going with the flow.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sure.
Well, we got 30. Yeah, we got 30 seconds left with you, Chris. Once again, right. tell us where you're headed, what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. So we're headed to Walmart on Schillinger Road. We'll be doing demos from noon to 5 today, and then I'm getting out of there at 4. I said 5. I'm getting out of there as soon as I can, so that I can meet you at Fort Condi, and we can do the Battle of the Burger today.
Cool beans, man. I can't wait to see you again, Chris. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a month.
Yeah, it's been a while.
All right, well, Chris, man. Tell everybody provolone for us.
Provolone.
Provolone.
And pasta la vista, baby. Folks, y'all have a good week. Thank you.
Come to Girl, you know that there's one thing that I love, but it's not you, it's not
Aunt Mel, you really didn't need to meet me at the bus stop. It's embarrassing. Did everyone love your Jack Green Insurance Agency backpack I made for you? It's a little big, and I got sent to the principal's office because of it. The principal's office? Why? She said it was disrupting class. I was afraid the flashing green LEDs would be a bit much. She said the teachers were using their class time to call Jack Green. They said their insurance company went up on their homeowners, and they had to get a fast quote on a lower premium. Teachers work very hard, and just like the rest of us, they want to hang on to their hard-earned cash.